It's 98.1 KZE. This is the Up and Running Morning Show. I am Rick, your host, and joining me on the telephone right now is Sarah from the Amsterdam in Rhinebeck. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
It's great to have you on the phone. The Amsterdam in Rhinebeck, you are the one who prepares or makes these great menus and this great food. How's things there?
Good. We've been open for about 6 months, and okay. It's been busy. It's been great.
And that is always good. Now,
yeah.
You are serving up some delicious food for Hudson Valley Restaurant Week, and folks can visit the Amsterdam, or it's actually lovetheamsterdam.com, and you can see what you're serving, what your menus are up online, and your menu for Restaurant Week is up online for people to check out. And why don't you tell the folks who aren't in front of a computer what they can expect during Hudson Valley Restaurant Week at the Amsterdam?
Yeah, so we're serving quite a few of our regular hits, one of them being our house-made charcuterie board. It has our house terrine on it, which has sour cherries, bourbon, and house-smoked bacon, and then a duck liver parfait and our house-made pickles. We have our regular house-roasted beet salad on the menu, and then some other fun items that are new to our menu but also pay homage to the Amsterdam and kind of Dutch food, which would be a beef and potato croquette, which is a play on bittenballs, which is a Dutch snack, street food. Yeah. And then for our main courses, we have our house duck confit served with gnocchi, and then a beet cavatelli in homage of the purple theme for Restaurant Week. So we have some purple cavatelli with roasted squash and cauliflower, and then a crispy char cake as well.
Sounds great. And for dessert, you have something special.
Yep, we have our a couple of our favorites as well, our honey cake. Yeah, it's using local honey. It's got a little bit of a spice to it, some ginger and cinnamon going on in there with brown sugar buttercream and locally made vanilla gelato.
Yum.
And then a lemon tart with spiced maple granola with blueberry jam. Excuse me. And then an angel food cake served with plum compote, again, an ode to the purple theme.
Wow. Now, Sarah, let me ask you this. You said on the charcuterie board you have house-made pickles. How long are they in the brine?
It's actually my grandma's recipe, so they're called grandma's pickles, and
nice.
They are a classic refrigerator pickle, so that you can eat these within 12 hours of making them, but we usually let them sit for 24 to 48 before we serve.
Really?
Yep.
How did they get the pickle taste that quick?
They were always just a quick pickle. You salt them, and then you put a brine over them and just let them sit, and it's just a fast pickle.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
And I'm a lover of pickles. So now, besides Hudson Valley Restaurant Week, what are some of your other specialties that you enjoy and put on the menu and people are loving?
Yeah, the dry-aged duck breast that we have on the menu is probably one of our most popular items. We get in whole ducks, break them down, and we let the ducks dry-age in our walk-in for about a week before we serve them.
Wow.
So it intensifies the flavor of the duck, and then it also helps the skin get super crispy.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you also smoke your own salmon.
Yep, we have our own house-smoked salmon that we serve with a hash brown, which is kind of a nod to my Midwestern roots. In the Midwest, a hash brown is a pre-cooked shredded potato that is then pan-fried and gets super crispy on the outside, nice and crunchy, and then kind of soft and delicious on the inside. And we're serving that as a play on salmon and Lockheed's with our own house-smoked salmon and then a little bit of Dijon creme fraiche and crispy capers.
Now, that sounds unbelievably delicious. So let's talk about you for a moment instead of food. And you've been a chef for how long?
I've been cooking professionally for about 15, 16 years.
And what inspired you to become a person who prepares food for others to eat?
I think it goes back to my childhood and my family. We always had parties at our house. We always had guests over. We were always making food. One of my earliest memories is making sausage with my grandmother when I was, I don't know, 5 or 6 years old. I was stuffing sausage with her. And we always, I remember waking up and my dad was cooking breakfast for friends and family after they had been out drinking, so, you know, what we would call an after bar party, but, you know, I didn't know what it was at that age, but
sure.
Thought it was a lot of fun and have enjoyed it ever since.
So your folks then would have you help out with the hangover parties.
Yeah, right.
It's like, great, great. We'll employ the kids to help feed us.
Make the toast.
Yes. And then from there, I'm sure you watched and saw how other things got prepared and became interested in it.
Yeah, and always, you know, like I said, big parties when I was growing up. We'd have family gatherings of 20 to 30 people, so there was always something to do.
And you always knew how to prepare for many.
Yeah, watching grandma, you know, watching the grandmas cook everything, yeah.
Well, that sounds incredible. And did you get any culinary training?
Yep, I am a CIA graduate, Culinary Institute of America.
Excellent.
I graduated in 2009.
And you decided to stay kind of in the area.
Yeah, I love the Hudson Valley. It's really an amazing place. There's lots of produce. The people are great. The, you know, it's just a beautiful location. Not every day you can wake up and it looks like a picture.
Mm. So. Well, thank you. That's a great, great analogy of where we live. And the Amsterdam is 6380 Mill Street in Rhinebeck, New York. That's 6380 Mill Street in Rhinebeck. You can call them at 845-516-5033 and visit them online at lovetheamsterdam.com and make reservations and enjoy one delicious meal after another. It sounds great. And I'll be visiting the Amsterdam very soon, Sarah.
Great. Look forward to it.
All right. You take care of yourself, and thanks for being part of Hudson Valley Restaurant Week. And Sarah, nothing but the best to you and the Amsterdam. 6 months in, going strong. Keep it going.
Thanks. Thank you.
We always need good places to eat. Enjoy yourself in the weekend.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is the Up and Running